Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin daf Lamed Vav, and we are starting near the top of the Halacha Beis and a Vilna Sura daf. It's all the way at the end of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. As the Mishnah tells us, and we mentioned this before very briefly, Noisen Karpe Fleir Divra Meir of Meir says that every city gets a Karpe. A Karpe is 70 2/3 Amma, and when we start measuring Tchum of a city, we actually consider 70 2/3 Amma area outside the city as part of it. The people of the city use it, and therefore we're only going to start measuring the tchum from beyond that karpef. Whereas the chum and the chum argue, and they say loy aru bekarpef, that we not say this whole din of karpef elo bein shtei yoros im yesh luzul shem amo shirayim luzul shem amo shirayim also karpef l'shtein liyos ka'achas. It's only when we have two cities that in between them we have 70 2/3 amo. So then we're going to give them this karpef, and we're going to say that these two cities are really considered like one. But not when we have an individual standalone city. When we start measuring the tchum, it does not get 70 2/3 amo to be considered part of the city. We just measure it directly from the wall of the city. And the Mishnah continues, V'chein shloshe kfarim mishloshim. Also, if we have three cities that are mishloshim, we'll explain the Gemara what this means. Im yesh bein shnei machitzoinim. If in between the two outer ones there is meiv arbaim va'achas u'shlesh, 141 and a third amos, asa ha'imtsayas shloshton liyas echad, the middle one makes all three of them considered like one, and we're going to measure the 2,000 amot chum from the outside of all the cities. The Gemara begins by discussing the first case of Mishnah, noisen karpe fleir v'chulu. So Rav Chana says, b'shem Rav, they're of meiv rabbanin, Mikra Echad Darshan, Rav Meir and the Rabbanon, they both darshan the same pasuk. Let's just quote the whole pasuk. Umigrushe ha'arim asher titnu levim, and the open areas of the cities that you're going to give the levim, mikir ha'ir v'chutza, elef amasaviv, from the wall of the city, and outside, 1,000 amas all around. So Rav Meir darshan is as follows. When the pasuk says mikir ha'ir, from the wall of the city, that's mashma that you measure the tchum from the wall of the city itself. Matam alayim v'chutza. So why does the pasuk then say v'chutza and outside? Mashma that I'm not measuring from the wall of the city. And the answer is, from here we learn shenos and karpif l'ir, that we give a karpif to a city, that every single city we don't actually measure it from the wall, we measure it from chutzo, from outside of it, from a karpif, which is 70 2/3 amo. And Rabbana Darshan, they darshan as follows. V'chutzo, when the pasuk says outside, that seems to be that I measure from beyond the wall of the city, and therefore matam loimer mikir ir. Why does the pasuk say from the wall of the city? Almikan, from here we learn shenos and karpif l'ir, that we focus on the fact that it says mikir ir, and we don't give a karpif to the city. And when we have an individual standalone city, we don't give it a karpef, and we measure 2,000 amas directly from the wall of the city. Now from here we learn the shita's chum is that if we have two cities that are within a karpef of each other, they're within 70 2/3 amas of each other, then we do give them that karpef, and we say it's considered like one big city, and we're going to measure 2,000 amas from outside the entire thing. Therefore, let's just go back to the Mishnah and read it with now a better understanding. When the Mishnah says v'chum ayrim loy amru b'karpef elo bein shtei yaros im yesh lezushiv mam v'shrayim lezushiv mam v'shrayim also karpef l'shtei. That's actually not Shitas Chachamim. That's the way Rav Meir would explain it. Since Rav Meir gives a standalone city its own karpef, so when we have two cities, that each one gets their own karpef of 70 2/3 amma, so when those two 70 2/3 ammas meet up with each other, that makes these two cities that are 141 and a third ammas away from each other be considered like one big kit and caboodle, and we measure 2,000 ammas from outside the whole area. Shitas Chachamim, like as we explained in the Mishnah, and like we just saw now, is that we're only going to give a karpef to a city if we have two cities that in between them we have 70 2/3 amma, so then we can consider them connected like one big thing. And now going back to the Gemara, that's why we conclude this section by saying Rav Yaakov Bar Acha quotes Rav Huna who quotes Rav Nachum b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba, the Salkas Masnisa, our Mishnah has been removed or has been concluded, which basically means, like we explain now, that the words that are written in the Mishnah by Shitas Chachamim are actually Shitas Rav Meir, and the Chachamim's Pshat's understood differently, as we explained. We can explain the Mishnah v'chein shlosh kfarim mishloshim v'chulu. Also, if we have three kfarim, three villages that are mishulashim, if in between the two outer ones there's 141 and a third amos, so the middle one makes everything to be considered like one big city. So now we have machlekes what that means, that we have three cities. So Shmuel Amar Shmuel says besuim shura, it's that they're in a row. We have city 1, 2, and 3 all lined up in a row. And what the Mishnah is telling us is that if in between cities 1 and 3 there's 141 amos and a third, that's basically two karpifs put together, because a karpif is 70 2/3 amos. So when you have 70 2/3 plus 70 2/3, that's a total of 141 and a third. So again, if in between cities 1 and 3, we have just 141 and a third amos, and it happens to be that right in between those two cities, we have another city, which is basically being overlapped by these two karpefs, so that middle city combines the two outer ones, and now this whole row of three cities is considered like one big city, and we're going to measure 2,000 amos from the outside of this entire area. However, Bar Kapara says, it's where they're made like a triangle, and if you take a look over here, we have a picture of three cities that are triangle. And that's what we're talking about, that we have cities 1, 2, and 3. Cities 1 and 3 are 141 amas away from each other, and city 2 is not even physically located in between them. It's just that if you were to slide city 2 from where it's located, try to put it right in between 1 and 3, so then we would have it like as if it's in a line, and therefore, even though physically it's not there, since if it were to be slid straight in between these two cities, it could be like a line, again, with 141 and 3rd in between cities 1 and 3. So now all these, 1, 2, and 3, are considered like one city. However, now, Sigmara, Haidenu Amtsai, what's the middle city considered? Nicha Mandamar Basuim Shura Hahenu Amtsai. We understand, according to the first Mandamar, that these cities are lechatchila set up in a row. Cities 1, 2, and 3 are all in a straight line from each other. So obviously, we know which one is the middle city. That's number 2. But Mandamar Basuim Tsaiva Haidenu Amtsai, according to the one that they're arranged like a triangle, so what's considered the middle city? And the answer is, all of them are the middle city. Amr Shmuel Achad Rabrechia, Im Timashech Menahein Hainu Amtsai, Im Timashech Menahein Hainu Amtsai. If you pull it from here, that's the middle, and if you pull it from there, that's the middle. Just imagine three cities arranged in a triangle, and they're each equidistant from each other. And so technically, if you take city 2, you could slide it in between cities 1 and 3, and then that's the middle one. And if you take city 1, you could slide it in between cities 2 and 3. And if you take city 3, you could slide it in between cities 1 and 2. And that's what Shmuel just told us, that whichever one you want to slide, you could slide it in between the other two, and that's what's considered the middle city. Now we just have a clarification of this. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha quotes Rav Yosa, who says, "B'shem Rav Chananya, ubavad shalei hemtsoi muflig yos from alpayim ama." This middle city, whichever one the middle is, it can't be 2,000 amas away from the other cities. Even though we're pulling this theoretical sliding of the city in between the outer two in order to pretend that it's a straight line, it can't be that we have to slide it more than 2,000 amas, because then that means that we're starting out with it beyond the tchum of the other cities. And therefore, it has to be at least within the tchum of the other cities in order to do this theoretical, let's slide the middle city in between the other two to make it like three in a row. Now, Yosef says, "Kashyosa kumi Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, I ask the following question. Tanin and we had just learned in the Mishnah, im yesh bein shnei achitzoinim, if in between the two outer cities, there's mea v'arbaim v'achas u'shlish, 141 and third amas, also am tsoi shloshan l'hatur shnei achitzoinim, then we treat this middle one as if all three are together, and that matters the two outer ones, meaning this is all considered like one block of one big city, and we measure 2,000 amas from the outside of this entire area." The question is, hayu shnayim, let's say there's two. Haim tsoi ma'ushidin l'kan l'kan, is the middle one judged here and there? If you take a look, we have a picture over here where we have five cities. That's what we mean by two. There's two sets where we could technically make a middle city. We technically have a square, and at each corner of the square there's a city, and then in the middle of the square there's another city. So we could technically make a triangle this way or a triangle that way. How do we do that? Are we able to use this middle city to be as a triangle for one and for the other, or no? And now we just clarify this. Matzrichalo, what's this whole question in? And here we have a girsa switch. B'shahaya echad mahalich, that's only with one person walking. So let's say we have one person who's located in the top left city, and he wants to be able to treat the top two and the middle one as a whole block of cities. And so now that he's in the middle one, he's also technically part of a triangle of the bottom two cities. And so now he wants to consider himself as part of the bottom two city block. And now he wants to be able to walk 2,000 amas beyond the bottom two cities. That's the whole question. Is he able to use that middle city for the upper part and for the lower part, or the upper triangle, the lower triangle, however you want to say it, all on the same Shabbos? Aval im hayu shnai mahalchin, that's a proper girsa, nidon l'kan l'kan. If there's two people walking, it can be judged here and there. Meaning, if you have one person located in the upper triangle, another guy located in the lower triangle, and each guy wants to use the middle city to be considered his triangle of cities, so that's not a problem. Since they're not trying to walk to the other triangle of cities and extend their tchum that way, that's no problem. It's only, again, when there's one guy who wants to use this whole block of five cities and making it considered like one so that he can measure 2,000 amas from the further extremity, that's our question, and we don't have an answer to it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, discussing how to exactly measure tchum of 2,000 amas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.